Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I hope MyBookie offers a transfer portal. Just for bettors who have gone off the rails, and maybe they need to segue into another sports here for the rest of the year. College football, we were all extremely wrong this weekend here across the board, and it was shocking. So was the top four results to me for the college football playoff.
Did something weird happen?
Yeah, something kind of wonky happened. Didn't expect it. Last week, though, sat here and told you, look, money and greed from ESPN will step into this. However, we had the wrong team in there.
Told you Bama was going to win.
You were the only one who picked Bama on this, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
Out of all of us, let's face it, though. It took one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my entire life. The ball hit the carpet, and
I don't know, man. I was watching the fights, so.
Oh, you didn't get to see the game? Okay. No,
I was there at 3 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Did you go that early?
Oh, we got there super early.
Man. Can't do it.
First early prelim.
I can't do it.
Saw six straight knockouts.
I know. I heard
four finishes.
Somebody got dropped on their head. Which
two power
awesome.
Bombs back to back. Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
But it was fourth and four on that play, right?
It was. And you and I were at the bar with Mickey and Gerard and Uncle Laser, and we were watching it. And I'm like, all right, cool. For a guy who we consider the best coach in college football, Kirby Smart, to not challenge that play didn't really make a lot of sense to me. I mean, this was the guy who sniffed out a fake punt last year and was able to drop in a timeout. Why would you not call a timeout and force a call there on a fourth and four on a 40-yard bomb that hits the carpet, and then that puts him up by a touchdown?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, very strange.
They threw away their season right there, for sure.
Kirby is, probably still right now, depending on how Alabama does in the playoffs, the hottest coach going, but...
Still Saban, man.
Saban kind of still has his number a little bit, even though he did get over the hump, in the championship game. But, like, Saban still kind of fucks with him a little bit. Nicky's still Nick.
It's his dad.
Yeah, it's strange, man. I mean, Georgia was able to turn it on in the fourth quarter, but it was a day late and a dollar short there. That ended up fucking up everything across the board. Otherwise, it would have been complete chalk.
That was the worst possible win that could have happened. Like, they needed Georgia to win more than the CFP needed Georgia to win more than anyone.
I agree.
I don't think so. Florida State gets left out regardless, right?
Why? I have the biggest problem with this, like, that I've had with the CFP in a long time.
Well, I guess it depends. Like, what do you think the requirement should be to make it to the CFP?
Undefeated. Right. Undefeated Power 5 school. That was the requirement. Mm-hmm. It's never happened.
It's not a meritocracy.
If it was any other.
It's an entertainment product at this point.
Yeah, but if it was any other, if it was the men's basketball tournament, if it was the any professional sports.
That's ran by the NCAA. This is ran by ESPN.
That's not the point I'm making. If it was any other sport, professional or collegiate, they would have made it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
But did they deserve to make it? Like, is that the best product? Because we talk about that a lot, putting the best product on the field. It's a big problem in the NFL right now. Putting Florida State into the CFP, they would have been annihilated by any of the other three teams.
I don't think so. I think they hold their own against Michigan, especially with Rodemaker back.
I agree.
No. I mean, with Rodemaker back with a month to prepare, he's been in the system for like 2 or 3 years.
That's a 27-10 game.
At best.
No.
Florida State
has a really awesome defense. If anything, I would
say Iowa. You're making a case that they're Iowa now.
Really not, though, because Florida State has athletes. Or Iowa has 1 and 2 stars that they somehow become into this cohesive unit.
It doesn't matter. They're the exact same team. An elite defense, absolutely no offense.
I would take Florida State right now to beat Michigan. Fuck Michigan. First off, they cheated.
Yeah.
How are they even in?
I agree.
If you're going to leave someone out, leave Michigan out.
That's a good point. But Florida State, talent-wise, that would not have been a good product.
But you have to let them try. We just saw this in 2014 with Ohio State. They had a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, Cardell led them to the natty.
What was the score of that championship game?
Which one?
The one that
the Big Ten championship game. That
yeah,
they won.
Against Wisconsin.
56-0.
Okay. And what was the score against Louisville?
16-6.
Again, Rodemaker did not play.
No,
They rolled out like a kid from fucking fraternity intramurals.
He's never played before. Like, he never played a game, and they were still able to win the ACC championship.
Is there any room in your brain to take into consideration the current composition of the team?
Yes, for Florida State?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the way I looked at it was, all right, great. This kid's in concussion protocol. He'll have 4 weeks after that to prepare for this game. He'll be fine.
He's
you and I saw Florida State's defense in real life. They shut down LSU in that second half. Mm-hmm. I mean, LSU was the most unstoppable offense I've seen all year.
ACC
and we saw them in person as well.
Also had a winning record against the SEC.
Correct.
6-4 this year. ACC maybe not as down as we would like to
No, they're down. Florida State has two of those wins, so credit to Florida State. Now, they only won one of those games with...
Clemson, I think, has two as well.
No. South Carolina has two losses.
Okay.
Because they lost to North Carolina and Clemson.
Right.
But Clemson only has one.
We saw Rodemaker for two games, right?
No, a
game and a half.
50% completion percentage. Yep. One of them was against North Alabama, too, right? Like, yeah, you're heaping a lot of potential onto this dude that he does not deserve.
He uses his legs a lot. It would have been kind of like Max Duggan tore up Michigan's crazy awesome defense last year.
That's because they switched the plays.
And the reason Florida State didn't make the playoff this year is because TCU got blown out in the fucking championship.
Yeah, that reverberated. 100%.
That's exactly why.
I think it was they weren't leaving an SEC team out. They're going to 12 next year, and they're like, sorry, yeah. Fuck off.
But if your
and
logic,
we'll solve this problem next year.
All right, sure. If you're going to go with the logic, though, that we took the four best teams, which, you know, it's for a better entertainment product, why are you leaving Georgia out?
Yes, I agree.
Georgia should be in.
Georgia's in.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make the best entertainment product, Georgia is in.
But so teams that deserve it, Florida State's
when you say the four best, who are the four best then? Alabama, Georgia, Texas, and whom else? Washington.
Nah, just leave Washington out, too.
So Michigan is the 14?
Who else could possibly be? It's not Oregon.
It's not Oregon.
They had two losses to Washington. So, at this point, I would say Georgia.
I mean, it's
probably Michigan. And then Texas and Washington at this point. I
would go probably Georgia, Alabama, Missouri, Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what you go with.
Just all SEC.
Just all SEC at this point. I mean, look, all you can ask your kids to do is win every single game.
And they did.
What happens when Georgia rips their jaw out down their fucking
what
throat?
That's everything you can ask the kids to do, but the team, right? You can ask them to schedule some more difficult games.
But you schedule these games
years in advance.
I know.
Their strength of schedule
is like 50th or something.
Yeah, but strength of record is like third. It was better than Bama.
They scheduled one legit out-of-conference game. Look, let's call it fair or unfair. It's all you have to do. But if you are in the ACC, you better do more than that.
It's not that. It's you expect Clemson to win more than 8 games a year.
Yes. We'll go through their schedule. LSU, first game of the year. 45-24.
Destroyed them. Going to have the Heisman winner.
Yes. Clemson.
Shut down the Heisman winner.
Was it a down year for Clemson? Yes. There's nothing you could do about
Clemson
that.
Battled back, but
Duke
was highly overrated. All their big wins are highly overrated. And they exposed LSU's defense before we knew how bad it was. That win looks a lot better than
it's
is.
It's not
that.
It's just Jordan Travis got hurt in a game he probably didn't have to play in. Against North Alabama.
Let alone have to scramble 30 yards in.
Yeah.
Or whatever
it was
doing.
Just a fluke, weird injury. He's done for probably ever. Right? Like, that's a career-ending injury almost.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, FSU got fucked.
They got boned
but
hard.
Here's what I want to say about that, though. Like, let's not act like they were, without Jordan Travis, going to do a goddamn thing.
Okay,
in the playoff,
but with Jordan Travis in this soft ass playoff without Bama,
without an SEC
Michigan team. And fucking Washington and Texas, Florida State probably wins that.
They're probably the
national championship.
Yeah, this is the best thing that could have happened to Florida State. Because now instead
you think they beat Michigan with a fully healthy Florida State team.
Michigan is terrible.
Yeah, but they grind.
The Big Ten sucks.
Florida State is a really good defense.
They grind the game down and control the clock. They don't have to take risks.
I am so excited for Bama to just butt fuck Michigan.
They will, because Michigan is soft in the secondary. They'll butt fuck them, because that's what it's a bad matchup for them.
It is.
Milroe's, that's his fucking bread and butter.
Yeah, and their secondary is not great. Ohio State should have exploited it the same way, but you didn't have a quarterback there.
Well, now McCord's on the move.
Well, Honda's out of there.
Because he knows that he's never going to play another down of football at Ohio State.
Yeah,
right?
we'll get to that in
a
second.
I feel like worst case, so I had like a preseason Florida State national championship ticket.
Uh-huh.
So I'm clearly a little perturbed for this. But
it's just so fucking
I should at
hard.
Least get my money back, right? Yeah. Like, it should be a push. My team goes undefeated, and I don't get to play in the
And
playoffs.
If I'm Florida State, I'd tell the CFP to go fuck itself, and I don't play in that game. Who are they playing?
Georgia.
Yeah, they shouldn't play.
They gave them
no,
Georgia.
Walk. If you're FSU, walk.
Yeah.
The fuck out of there.
This is the best thing that could happen to Florida State, getting left out of the playoff, and here's why.
UCF.
Because if they get into the playoff.
Got to follow our path.
Yeah, if they get into the playoff, they lose. They're going to lose. I don't want to hear, like, Florida State fans are totally right to be furious, but, like, you are not going to win a single game without Jordan Travis. Michigan is.
All right, so if that's the case, right, why don't we play all the games? Well, just simulate everything through Vegas.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Simulate everything through Vegas. Like, if we're going to just pick the four best teams, that why even play the games?
What I'm saying is that instead of getting embarrassed in the playoff, now they can be remembered for the team that got fucked the hardest. Because here's the thing. It wasn't if you were going to get fucked, it was where you were going to get fucked. Were you going to get fucked on the field, or were you going to get fucked in the conference
room?
And
it was by design, because there's five power conferences, and they only designed it to have four teams.
Now, why wasn't it a 12-team playoff this year?
Now, they could have moved up a 12-team playoff, but the Alliance.
Yeah. Who's in the Alliance?
Includes the ACC,
mm-hmm.
the Big 12, and the Pac-12.
Now, that's interesting, because I believe the SEC is not in that Alliance, correct?
Well, no, the Alliance was to prevent teams from cannibalizing themselves.
Right.
And helping out the SEC and Big Ten.
But what's interesting is that the Alliance was anti-12-team playoff, yes?
For this season, yes. But however,
you know who wasn't anti-12-team playoff for this season?
The SEC.
The SEC.
Who owns the SEC, Bob?
ESPN.
Sure do. They own the SEC network. They own the Longhorns network. They own all of it. So at the end of the day, they protected their assets.
Oh, no. The Alliance fucked themselves, but the Alliance fucked themselves long ago.
Yeah,
they made like a handshake deal, and then they immediately backstabbed each other.
The ESPN owns the ACC network as well.
Yeah, look. All
well,
of ACC's it
is going to die.
Fucking
well, right.
All of it's a sham. If I'm Florida State, I boycott this. I get the fuck out of the ACC for good at this point.
Yeah, you got to make moves.
You can do is win. Going undefeated, even on a fucking child's team, is next to impossible, let alone college football.
I agree. Put in Liberty.
I also don't understand why Michigan's number one.
Just de facto.
Yeah.
Why not Washington?
It should be Washington.
They're a better team.
I agree.
Right?
With a better strength schedule and all
better
that.
Better strength schedule.
I don't understand this.
I don't either.
But you know what? Maybe this was just kind of punishment. They're like, all right,
yeah, but
Michigan, you can be one, but we're giving you a ban.
Washington don't want to be one.
Well, Washington, I think they would. The game would be in the Rose Bowl. That's a closer trip for those guys.
They match up better with Texas.
For the Pac-12 itself, that was the tradition. It was Big Ten versus the Pac-12 in the Rose Bowl. You could have had one more Rose Bowl run for Washington. They were the number one team in the nation. They deserved it. Now they got to fucking travel. I don't agree with that either.
I kind of think Georgia got fucked harder than Florida State, to be honest.
Why?
Because they lose one game by a field goal.
Yeah.
Their first loss in 3 years, and they were clearly the best team all year, except for maybe Oregon towards the end of the year before they kind of let it slip in that last game. And to lose five positions against your conference rival, who was what? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were sixth at the time, but Alabama should have been third or second.
Well, you could kind of see it as like an extended playoff already, right?
It is.
That was a playing game.
Yeah.
Washington, Oregon, that was a playing game. That was the first round of the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm kind of cool with leaving them out, like winner, go. Gets in, right. Loser, out.
Yeah, but in that circumstance, Louisville never would have been anywhere near a play-in game, right? So Florida State kind of skates in on that play-in game. That's like being a 1-12 or whatever.
But same with Michigan and Iowa. I mean, they were favored by 23 points.
100%, yeah.
So,
but Michigan had also just beaten fucking Ohio State.
They did.
So that's their version of Alabama beating Georgia, right?
Sure.
Yes. So
fucking Kyle McCord.
Yeah.
I know. But I know, I'm just saying. It's the same.
A Penn State team that, like, shouldn't. Let's be real. Penn State sucks, too.
Yeah. They're, I mean, they got good.
They got a good defense.
Great defense, but that.
Yeah, they don't have.
How are you
else.
Saying that? You're like, I mean, great defense, but yeah, the offense sucks. And then you're like, dude, Florida State could beat Michigan.
I think I would take Florida State right now with Rademacher in a month over.
No way.
And look at the Penn.
They could honestly win the. They could win the Natty.
But
Penn
State versus Michigan, by the way, was like a fucking 10-point game. I mean, it was close all the way to the end.
Washington's beaten everybody by one possession. Texas has a bunch of like questionable wins where they like barely pulled it out against Houston. Like Texas, like when they're fully firing, they're awesome. But like they have stinkers.
They're deeply inconsistent. Yeah, they're an incredibly inconsistent team.
I guess the most consistent team is Michigan, but they don't play anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think
or Georgia, for that matter.
I think Florida State should win. Georgia had a weak schedule this year as well. Their best win is probably Missouri.
Georgia had a really good. I think Georgia had a better schedule than we give them credit for, especially with Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, Missouri, and Tennessee back-to-back-to-back weeks is pretty rough
and then
stretch.
You put Bama, lost to Bama
then,
by three.
Yeah, and then Bama in the – so their last four of their last five games were teams ranked in the top 15, right? Top 20, I think.
But this is the beauty of college football.
Yeah.
Well,
we just went 16 minutes. No, we just went 16 minutes, and it's all about the drama. Who cares about the on-field product?
It is. Look, again, if I'm Florida State, I sit this game out. It's home to go fuck themselves. I'm with you, Delco. I think with 4 weeks for that kid, yes, they could beat Michigan. Florida State could beat Michigan. They could beat Washington. They could potentially beat Alabama.
I think this is easily the softest four in maybe the college football playoff short history.
There's certainly not a hard one, right?
No. I don't know. I feel like Alabama's clearly the
best
team.
I don't think so.
Like a mid-Bama team where you guys
are going to win it all.
You guys were like burying them week two when they lost.
I'm still burying them. Milroe had 192. He was 13 of 23. And then he had 29 yards rushing on 14 carries.
This is the
perfect team. It wasn't a great game.
This is what Saban loves. This is the year that Saban pulls out natties.
When
you always underestimate.
There's no expectation.
Every year that they're not even supposed to be there, they win. Like every year they're not supposed to be there, they win. When they lost the conference championship game and then beat Georgia in the 2017 title, they win. In that dog shit 2012 championship game where it was Bama and LSU. Bama didn't even win their goddamn division. And
they weren't supposed to be there because Ohio State was on. They were
LSU. I don't think got past the 50 until the fourth quarter.
Bang! Yeah. Bama wins. Bama's gonna win it all this year. It's over. It's over.
My preseason prediction's right. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna ride with Washington. I think.
I mean, Washington's the only team you can.
It feels
morally
like a
root
team
for.
Of destiny. Yes, yeah,
Washington is the moral
choice.
The moral compass here is Washington this year, and Penix will pull this out.
Oh, by the way, someone made a good point into why the bracket is set up the way it
is. But they're also killing the Pac-12, so.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
There's really no good guys here.
It's not just them. There's 80 teams leaving.
Yeah, that's true.
And they weren't the first.
Yeah, once Oregon went there, like, I guess we'll go with
Well, they were the last. One. It was USC and UCLA first.
Yep. Yeah.
They had to, at that point, they're jumping ship. Like, someone else set off the bomb on the ship, and they just had to.
They're still robo.
They were just roasting marshmallows on the fire.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I do this. I'm just enjoying what's happening.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, shit, we should probably get off of this. This is actually going down.
But someone made the point that the way the bracket's set up is so that there's definitely a heel in the national championship game.
Michigan or Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
So either way, you have a bad guy in the national championship.
If it was Texas, Washington, you'd be like, all right, cool, man. But either way, you're going to hate how Bama got in. You're going to hate how Michigan got in.
Also, it would be cool to live in Austin while Texas wins a national championship.
Bars were going nuts on Saturday.
I think they've got a pretty good shot.
So do I.
I mean, it's a good team.
None of these four teams are that great.
Yep.
So, yes, Texas has a shot. Also, out of all these teams and all these games, Washington did exactly what they needed to do, what we said last week. I said Texas had to win by 40 and run up the fucking score. That's exactly what they did. I have zero problems with those two teams. Michigan undefeated, zero problems. It's that Bama, Florida State one that I really have a fucking issue with. It's just so hard to go undefeated, dude, at a P5 school. And if you're those kids and the coach and all that shit, what do you say?
How do you recruit to Florida State?
I don't know.
They don't have a lot of resources there. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, they got a lot of money and a lot of, like,
we just stop acting like Florida State's the working man's program.
They're not.
Like the little guy that got fucked over. Like, they are a blue blood with a long history with a long history of overstocking scholarships and stuff like that, stealing players just from other schools just so that the other school didn't
have
them.
But they were
them.
The original, like, independent that's like, we'll play anybody anywhere.
Yeah, so, no, I'm not.
They, like, built that program.
I'm not shitting on them.
So
I don't think they're bad.
So do it, like, Now, you know the landscape now. If you've got North Alabama on the schedule next year, switch them out for somebody that can actually play football. Don't, like, take it out of the hands of
SEC
the fucking
SEC schools
CFP.
Do it every year.
I know.
Well, next year won't
matter.
But
the SEC has top-to-bottom good teams in both divisions. Not top-to-bottom. There's shitty teams like
ACC,
Vanderbilt.
I mean, North Carolina is ranked at 1 point. Miami is ranked at 1 point. Clemson.
Duke is ranked at 1 point.
At 1 point.
Yeah, but
Louisville
is not the fucking. That's not the standard, dude.
And they're also going to have probably about a quarter of the draft picks that the SEC has, like they do every year.
Was infinitely better than the Big Ten.
Sure.
So like
depth wise,
and Michigan's who did Michigan's schedule?
But not at the top.
They're non-con. Like, Michigan played no one.
Ohio State and fucking Penn State in your division is different than Clemson and North Carolina. I'm sorry, dude, but it is
true.
To
Penn State.
It doesn't matter. The committee gives them credit. It doesn't matter how I feel about it.
Even
you
if you take Penn State out of the conversation, like fucking Ohio State and Michigan run through that. Honestly, even Iowa probably has an extra win going through the ACC.
I don't think so.
And then the Pac-12, it's Washington and Oregon. And Arizona played great this year. I mean, they have good teams.
I mean, it was the deepest it's been.
And then the SEC is the SEC. You just can't, like, the ACC needs to know who it is and start to repair that. I mean, it's going to be 12 teams next year.
Yes, and that's
but you can, but you can see,
you want to know.
Yeah, it does, because you could see ACC teams getting left out at 13, 14, 15 next year, too.
You know the biggest loser this weekend?
What's up?
You know the biggest losers this weekend?
Who?
The two schools that gave up their monetary rights for the next like 6 or 7 years to join a conference that got left out of the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Stanford and Cal.
Yeah,
but they weren't making any money.
Yeah, but sure, but like
anyways.
they're willingly going into a conference and not getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's going to get dark, including today. Today was the first day of college football free agency. Let's call it what it is. This is exactly what the NFL does every year after the season's over. What the fuck, bro? I mean,
is this getting old, or is this just a bad product now?
I can't tell, and that's what I wanted to ask you guys. I mean, let's take who's the kid from Oregon State that's getting the most money, Cam Ward? Right now, he's got 10 offers at $1 million plus.
State, yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing here? I mean, this is free agency. You're gonna need an agent to negotiate these deals for you, so these kids don't get fucked.
Every quarterback should enter the transfer portal and just see what they're worth. Because you can, like Grayson McCall last year, entered the portal, came back to Coastal. He entered the portal again this year. Yeah, just see how much you're going to get paid. Try to negotiate with the school you're at and see if the boosters want to pay you.
So as of 4 minutes ago, there have been over 1,000 football players that have entered the transfer portal today. Just today, that's over 2,100 since the end of the season on November 26th. This is fucking nuts, dude. Like,
I don't know that the universities are even set up to field that kind of volume, to be honest, because
they're
used to targeting, let's say, 200 kids for 88 scholarships a year.
Mm-hmm.
Half of those people are already on your roster, so you're talking about half of that amount. They don't have the data compression capabilities to look at 2,000 fucking players and say, hey, I want to pick these ones. The top schools will be fine because they'll go after the best ones to get the best offers.
And it's not even coming out of the school's fucking budget. Right, yeah. It's all boosters.
It's all boosters. But then the mid-tier schools who don't have the same resources to go out there and cherry-pick, they're going to have to do money ball, and that's a lot of effort, man. I mean, the analytics team on Major League Baseball teams between like 1999 and 2003 when it started to become popular after what's-his-nuts move to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They grew from like a 3-person team into like a 15-person room, and then it's grown exponentially from there. They're even bigger now. The universities aren't going to be able to afford that shit. Not the middle tier ones, anyways.
No, because you and I talked to some coaches about it, and what they said was they don't have the staff for it either. So not only do you have to have a coaching staff for the players on the field, you almost need a coaching staff behind the scene to keep players
like scouting,
out of the
not recruiting, scouting. Yep. That's a completely different fucking skill set, right?
And to keep them inside of there. And what deals are now being made behind the scenes that we don't know about with coaches? So let's take yesterday, because I was amped for about 10 minutes about Ohio State playing Mizzou. And then I watched the press conference with all these coaches. So Ryan Day said, look, we're having an open competition next year. Kyle McCord is not our starter. He's going to have to come back and do something. Blah, blah, blah.
And then
boom.
Gone.
This morning, gone. He's gone. He's out of there. All right. And then there's 10 other quarterbacks. You got the quarterback at Duke, Riley Leonard. You got
DJ Ukulele.
Ukulele's gone.
Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel's gone for Oklahoma. I mean, that's a great quarterback.
He might be following Lebby to Mississippi State, his offense coordinator.
But either way, he's leaving a school, and he was at one point a Heisman Trophy candidate during the season.
Yeah, but everybody's leaving Oregon and Washington State. because they don't have a conference anymore. I suspect they'll end up in the ACC probably because Stanford and Cal went, and they don't have any other option unless they just play each other fucking 13 times next year.
I mean,
I don't know what else they do.
At what point are you just like, that's not the existence I want? Like making volleyball players travel to fucking Boston College on a Wednesday.
UCLA tennis playing Rutgers.
That's right. It's insane.
But what do you do? I mean, these are like not the Cougars as much or as consistently, but these are two teams that are competitive at the national level, right? Like Oregon State's ranked.
You probably
a good team. Like you can't. You don't just go back to fucking D2 or anything, right?
No.
You separate basketball and football from the rest of the sports
the same way. So yeah, a lot of times that happens.
And then join what, the WAC? I mean, or
no,
MAC
it's
or
just they're their own thing, right? So like any conference you join or any moves you make don't affect the non-profitable sports.
But they don't have the budget to do that for scheduling and
so
all
I'm saying
other
you
shit.
Keep those conferences aligned. And you're still like Pac-12, and you're still playing all Pac-12 schools if you're like tennis or if you're
It's already blown up.
Did everybody else
done.
Take that deal, though? I don't know how that's structured.
Yeah, it's already done.
Or you just move the other sports to a lesser conference but try to keep football somewhere else, essentially. Like, that happens a lot.
A lot of DC, like a FCS school in football, but like a Villanova. Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame.
They have a D1 basketball school.
Notre Dame literally does this right
Connecticut's
now.
Like that now, too, or they were, and then they came back.
Or Georgetown.
Yeah. But like Notre Dame is independent in football, in the ACC, and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
but that's we're talking about the inverse here.
Yeah,
because they don't. There's not a conference for them to join out there unless they join the MAC or WAC or
Mountain
some
West.
Shit like that.
Yeah, I would say if I was Oregon State, I'd be like, sorry, baseball and whomever else.
They're pretty competitive in baseball.
They are.
Too,
yeah,
that I know.
Sucks.
And that's the sad thing.
Let's just fast forward this to where it's going to go. 32 teams,
NFL,
one league.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I'm looking at the players here, like Dylan Gabriel, Cameron Ward, Riley Leonard.
If it's 32 teams, though, if you shrink it down to the NFL size, do you expand the amount of games? Because I don't know if 11 is enough at that point. They're going to want to make more money, obviously, but it's going to be...
It'll eventually just become a competitor.
Yeah, Will Howard's
NFL.
Will Howard's great.
And in that circumstance, how do teams 33 through 165 or whatever it is, or 130...
Fuck
'em. Because the way they make money is
including my school. Fuck them.
Bama fucking wants to go play Northern Alabama, and they pay them $400,000 to take that game.
It just won't be what you currently think of college football. It'll just be a completely soulless money grab, like the NFL. It'll be like ESPN.
Well, it's always been a soulless money grab.
But I mean,
they've
that's
been
what
using
it is now, right? The
servitude
SEC
for 80 years.
Is ESPN. The Big Ten is Fox. So it's like two major networks that are controlling everything. So let's fast forward to the part where it's just pro sports.
I mean, the better way to do it, I guess, would be if you go like more like some sort of like mega AFL NFL situation where you just have the Big Ten and the SEC, and it's basically just North and South.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Across the country, Northern teams, Southern teams, Northern teams. And then there's 50 of them.
Let's restart the rivalry.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then everybody else elevate us to that's college football now. Like UCF, you get to play for a natty, but there's playoffs. There's like it's like FCS, 12 teams or whatever, 16 teams. And yeah, we just play for college, and the other giant college programs are just kind of semi-pro.
Yeah,
we're getting close here because you're gonna add another game next year, two games possibly for some of these guys. And then you're at an NFL schedule, along with all this money and everything else. It's a fucking mess, man. And now the bowl games. We'll go back to what I said last week about the bowl games. Why will this matter anymore after a 12-team playoff?
Why
it doesn't matter.
Every
now.
Kid is sitting out.
Nobody's going to play this year.
Nobody's playing.
I think this might be the least watched bowl season of all time.
No, it won't
be.
I
love
it.
There's some great matchups.
It's football. People, no matter you put on football, people will watch.
Right.
But I mean, look, you look at Ohio State. They're starting all freshmen. They're done.
Are you going to watch that game?
Yeah.
I'll watch it as a fan because I want to see what the freshmen can do. Mm. Same way I did. So 2 years ago, they did this in the Rose Bowl. It was all freshmen, and it was fun to see who would come up and everything else. And they ended up winning at the end. And you were like, yay. But it's a scrimmage. It's a glorified scrimmage at the end of the day.
College fans care about the names on the front of the jersey. They don't give a shit about the back. It's the whole point.
But if you're USC, you want to see Caleb Williams play. If you're Ohio State, I want to see Marvin Harrison play.
Yeah, selfishly as a
none
fan
of them
you want
are.
To.
I know, but none of them are playing. So it's like, cool.
Well,
man,
now you get them in their freshman bowl game instead of their senior.
Right.
Bowl
game. But I'm essentially just watching the spring game 3 months in advance now.
I'm not watching any of that shit. I will watch one of those games.
Will you watch the playoffs?
It depends on who's in the final, but I'll watch the first
two.
Well,
the first four, right?
The first two games, I'll watch.
Yeah, same.
I'm going to watch all of it. Georgia Tech, we're coming for that ass.
You're a degenerate gambler.
I'm excited to watch like JMU play Air Force. That's going to be a fun game.
Why? But here's what I feel bad about. Like Missouri had a great year this year. Mm-hmm. Your fan base is stoked. I would imagine your entire starters, all of them are going to play.
But I don't care. Well, I just love college football. And they're ruining the products. But, I mean, a bowl game is just college football. It's just, I don't care about the names. I don't care about who's playing. Right. I care about the schools.
You just want to win.
The song.
But don't you want to see the two?
Yeah, 100%. We were going to have a lot of people playing anyway because we have a lot of underclassmen that are like they're the guys
and
who aren't.
You want to ride momentum into next year?
Yeah, 100%.
And you for some reason whatever you do in the bowl game, that's your preseason AP poll is going to be dictated
by that.
Well,
Missouri, well Ohio State too for this matter. If Ohio State loses, they're not even going to finish in the top 10. Especially if Ole Miss wins their bowl game against Penn State and
And when's the last time that happened?
Yeah,
who knows? But at two losses, will they? I don't know. The two losses, will it matter, I guess, because everybody else will have three behind it. So what are they really playing for? Even Coach Day was just like, look, man, we're going to test out next year, see where we're at with our guys.
Listen, we have different expectations and things we enjoy because you went to a school that's been in the playoff like every year.
No, but I enjoy, like, this is for Ohio State. This was the 11th straight Big Six bowl game they've made it to, and they just don't fucking care. And that sucks, man, as a fan, where I want to see the best of the best play. The thing that I loved about Alabama last year, just me personally as a fan, was Bryce Young played, Will Anderson Jr. played, and they were like, fuck it. I know we're going top five in the NFL, but I want to play for my school because I'm proud of it. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, Caleb Williams is like, he's crying in a corner somewhere. Right?
Oh, go on.
he's like, out. Seriously, he's getting his butt powdered and getting diaped up by an adult.
He was, also,
he's a fucking loser.
He's a fucking mercenary, too, though. Like, he never had any, he doesn't care about USC.
No.
He didn't care about Oklahoma.
Well, we're several years out from that being the standard, right?
Yes. And
if the portal is what it is, you go to the place, like, I'm sure that after spending time in that program, Burrow probably feels some level of attachment to Ohio State, right? Because he was there for a while. He got developed there.
He graduated from college there. Yeah. He went all 4 years.
But
so
no one associates him with that, and I don't know how he personally feels
Ohio
about
State
that.
Well, he loves LSU.
It was, sir. I mean, who doesn't, though, right?
Right.
Like anybody that's played at LSU.
Ohio State shouldn't claim it because he didn't
No, that's
play,
not, that's
so.
Not the point I mean. No, I'm saying that's a rare case where it was just circumstance, right? There was somebody, he got injured, there was somebody ahead of him, he had to go. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just like, let's see what's out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't think you're going to your point about people caring more about what's on the back of the jersey, they fucking better, or on the front of the jersey, rather. They fucking better. Because you're not going to have the same guy 2 or 3 years in a row anymore.
I mean, that's how it has been in college basketball for quite a while.
So you're
since
quite
but 2005
we're kind of used to that
so.
At this point.
Yeah,
so.
I am used to that. And at like Mizzou, it's like,
think the quality of college basketball has gone down? Because I sure as shit do.
No, the quality's never been there. It's always
the 90s college basketball was fucking incredible.
It was always dudes dribbling off their fucking knees.
Whatever. But you
bounds.
Had two separate good runs from North Carolina. You had a
UNLV.
A great run from UNLV in the early
Duke.
90s. But Duke in the middle.
You know how
fucking
to
Michigan in the early 90s.
I mean,
blast,
Villanova's won a couple of natties this century. Like,
because they're one of the few teams that actually carry guys for 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's kind of trending back.
I don't know
that now, but
I don't know that that's a better product, that mid-tier teams, just because they're more experienced, are winning versus the best athletes in college basketball. I don't think that's better.
I don't care about it. The NBA is always going to be better to watch.
Well, markedly better
aesthetically,
like,
right?
In terms
like
of
the players
skill.
Are very clearly a better. But like I enjoy college basketball better because it's just
people care.
People care. Yeah,
no one cares. And the
future insurance agents are out there just. Chucking up threes.
And same. And like for me personally, because I don't get into the NBA until after the All-Star break. And even then, it's all right, cool, kind of hit and miss. But college, I'm in it. Like I like college for that reason. I think with the development of the G League, hopefully they'll let these one and done players go back into one and done again.
Sure, but
then that will build up college basketball.
These guys in the G League, right? They're if they're so much better than all the, anybody in college. Is anyone watching that shit?
No.
Is anyone watching G League?
Nobody's watching G League.
Well, so but that's the thing though. I don't think G League's going to be better for it the same way in college baseball. It has become college baseball used to be really truly second tier. Like it was dudes who couldn't make it, it would get drafted, make it in the minors or whatever. And now MLB teams consider college baseball a very serious place to look for play. I mean, there were always dudes who
for pitchers specifically.
Yeah. And once you commit, isn't it like 3 years?
3 years. Yeah. Because they start realizing, like, to a large extent, like a lot of pitchers they draft out of high school and stuff have never faced a stress pitch in their life. They've never thrown a stressful pitch in their life. I mean, your high school state championship, like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Before we get to the NFL here, we got some sponsors, obviously, that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. My God, man. Vegas won a lot of money on Saturday. Friday night, too, man. Shockers all across the board. Load up. If you're out there and you enjoy college bowl season, it's fun to bet on. Plus, let's face it, man, the holidays are here. Your offices are probably winding down. You got nothing to do. Bet on some of these games here. At least feel alive inside. And plus, if your top four teams are in the playoffs now, now's the time if you want to get them at the best rate, dude, for who's going to win the national championship. I might be the only one picking Washington, I think. Just off of momentum, that's fun. So give that a go. Also, Heisman Trophy still up in the air. You can get your bets in on that right now. NFL is in full swing. We got a game tonight. Jacksonville is in primetime on a Monday night, which doesn't happen very often. Unfortunately, they're facing a backup quarterback there against Cincinnati. Plenty to bet on over there. And a lot of people want some money off of UFC this weekend. So go to mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. All of it. College football playoffs, NFL, shit. We got the UFC tickets from them. All of them.
We got to chat about the Cotton Bowl after the show.
We sure do. We show. Why, do you need tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll get you tickets. I'll be out of town for that. But it is at Jerry World, by the way, which is fun. I thought it was going to be at the, isn't the Cotton Bowl?
No, the only thing that gets played at the Cotton Bowl now is the Red River rivalry.
Got it.
The Red River shootout. Yeah, the actual Cotton Bowl got moved to Jerry World like 12 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get you some tickets for Christmas, Bob. Last but not least here, we got hardafseltzer.com. Shit, Bob. You're actually going to be able to take a 12-pack right from your local store down to tailgates.
I'm fucking hyped. There's a dude who always sends me pics from Mizzou tailgates who just like gets Hard AF shipped to him. And he's going to be there. I'll give him a shout-out real quick because he literally almost every week is drinking a Hard AF on Mizzou's campus.
All right.
Rob. Actually, his name's also Rob. Rob Distelrath. That's not a real last name. Rob Distelrath. Always chugging Hard AF at Mizzou games.
Let's see here. Three locations will be, I'm just looking at the email right now. First three locations will be Austin, Houston, and San Antonio there.
Dallas? Come on.
Dallas will get it.
Dallas is a bitch, dude. They ain't got any HEBs either.
So here's what happens. Whenever we open up a new state, this is typically what happens. They'll pick two or three cities. Like Ohio just opened, for example. It starts in Columbus and then goes outward from there. Austin, obviously, we're here, so that's why they're starting here. And then it'll fan out after that, and you guys will be able to call in there and get it everywhere you want. But they got to start with an initial city there. But you will be able, I can confirm that, you'll be able to take it down there and rage with it. So go to hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city and or zip into the store locator. Find the store nearest you. Support us and support the show. Look, Bama fans, you can go get it. It's Ramajama. You're in the playoffs now, all right? Here it's Shell Station, 1405 University Boulevard there, and it corks and tops on campus so you guys can rage, and that'll be fun. But we're now available in, we'll be seven states on Friday. Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, eastern coast of that, Tennessee, and then Ohio, Texas is coming up here Friday. Looking forward to that. We still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. All right, let's move on over to the NFL here.
Do we have to?
We do. We do. Because the Eagles had a game here. Now, this one I won big off of.
Yeah.
Took the 49ers. I think you bet against them, too, right?
You, yeah, I told you. Yeah, they were going to win by 10 to 17. I didn't realize we were going to lose by more.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bad one here. Let's start with you. Obviously, it's your favorite team. What were your first thoughts during this game?
Well, my favorite team.
Eagles.
Born and raised Eagles fans.
Yep.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yes.
But also, I pray at the Church of Shanahan. And I've been singing from the rafters about Brock Purdy ever since he got drafted. So, if anything, it's just vindication.
Brock Purdy, who is now the odds-on favorite to win MVP.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to admit that he is good?
No.
Are you out of your fucking
mind? Can we print T-shirts that just say Brock Purdy is good?
We'll find out what happens in the playoffs.
Debo torched us. Christian McCaffrey, just the greatest white athlete in the NFL.
I mean, look, here's my issue.
Kittle is also pretty good.
He is. And that's what my issue with anointing Purdy, right? You roll into this offense with Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel.
Still got to do it.
George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk. Dude, I mean, look, it's all the weapons in the world.
Garoppolo did that, and he was not putting up the same numbers.
Also, like, I don't know. We don't really penalize.
Garoppolo took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were up by 10.
At no point
with
under
7
his
minutes left.
At no point under his tenure was he anywhere close to as successful as Brock Purdy.
They were up by 10 with 7 minutes left in the Super Bowl.
We don't penalize Pat Mahomes for walking into the greatest possible situation
with
a
Andy
quarterback
Reed,
could have ever walked into. Like, we're just like, God damn, look what happened. Look what was all the things that were unlocked when it was Mahomes instead of Alex Smith.
Yeah.
It's literally, Purdy's not Mahomes, but this is kind of like a poor man's dollar store version of Mahomes taking over for Alex Smith. This is like Purdy, not directly, but kind of taking over for Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's 23 years old,
mm-hmm.
leads the league in both QBR and rating, over 70% completion percentage. Like, you find a fault in the guy's game. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's on pace for, I think,
4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, 310 passing yards. I think he's on pace for like 33 touchdowns and maybe 6 interceptions or something like that. Like, what does he got to do exactly to get your respect?
Playoffs, same as Josh Allen, where it's just like, all right, let's find out what happens. Yes, he's super young, and we'll find out.
You cannot compare him to Josh Allen, because Josh Allen, even in the regular season, goes full bonehead, 2-3 picks in a game. I mean, he's terrible.
Gunslinger.
Josh Allen has a better coach. I mean, Purdy's got a better coach, and he's got better talent around
Brock
him.
Brock Purdy also 100% completion rate. Right?
What happens if you put Josh Eagles. Allen in this offense?
Last year, 4-4.
He throws picks?
No way.
Yeah, he will. He makes stupid fucking decisions. That has nothing to do with the offensive core. Ken Dorsey's not making him throw picks. I'm sorry. That's not true.
If you had Christian McCaffrey to hand off the ball to every single fucking
day. It's not that.
He was in Carolina for a long time, and they didn't win a goddamn thing.
Yeah, but he
was
the best player.
Purdy can process everything really quick, which is what Shanahan needs. He doesn't need a good quarterback.
That's the difference.
Here's what Purdy does.
I agree with
you. On one of those touchdowns to Debo, this is what Purdy did. Got the ball. He looked the guy. Instead of looking cross field, which is what a lot of young guys do, because it doesn't work on the fucking inside linebacker right here, he looks right at that fucking slot route the whole time, and then he fucking throws that ball just over to the right to Debo, who runs it in for a touchdown. That is what good quarterbacks do. Josh Allen is a great athlete. He is not a good quarterback. You know what I mean?
Because
he would fuck that play up. He stares receivers down. He fucking does the quintessential, like, young quarterback mistake, which is to look short and throw long. And then you have a safety collapsing in on that fucking deep route, and that's why he throws a lot of picks right there. Like, Brock Purdy makes good decisions, and he reads progressions well. That's it.
So you would take Brock Purdy over Josh Allen?
100%.
Dude. Also, like, with guys
and
like,
also because he isn't as high profile of a guy, I'm going to pay him $10 million less and spend that money on a fucking – that's why I can have Ayuk. That's why I can have Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and Debo Samuel, because Brock Purdy, one, he's young on a rookie contract right now, but he isn't that fucking crazy superstar. He's Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like, he's a boring guy.
Potentially.
That's
going to
put up good numbers.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the first half of Brady's career, he wasn't touching these
Dinkin
numbers.
And
no, he was throwing 30 touchdowns a year.
And it was also like, I think our brains are a little fucking broken right now, because we just kind of exited the sort of like gunslinger deep ball era of pro quarterbacks, like kind of maybe I don't know when you could say it started, like mid Peyton Manning career,
the Roethlisbergers, the Dante Culpepper Rivers,
or even like Tom Brady with Randy Moss, like that type of shit.
I'm not even talking about successful.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about like Philip Rivers, right, but Jay Cutler.
Montana was an outlier though. During his time.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
And so was Steve Young. Fouts, you also had Dan Marino, who still has
three out of the 30 quarterbacks. Troy Aikman's career high in touchdowns is 23.
But like there was
a great team.
We had an era where it was like long passes, got dudes who had like cannon arms and everything like that, and it's shrinking back into like I think people for a while thought it was going to go back to like the running game was going to come back, but it's really just the short yardage game
has come back. The short passes are the running game.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Tom Brady did that. That's how he operated, right, for fucking 15 years.
And that's why we said before, all they care about now is efficiency and maintaining possessions, not giving away possessions.
So as a fan of the Eagles, when you watch this, are you worried that the Eagles are done now in the NFC because they're going to have to go against San Francisco again?
No. I mean, the worst kept secret is our secondary stinks, and it does. But no, I mean, we'll come back. Hopefully, I figured if we beat them in the regular season, we weren't going to beat them in the playoffs, so I preferred to lose this game.
But just because of this dumb bad?
Meathead logic. I didn't want to lose this bad, but
yeah.
I mean, the minute they threw out Big Dom, it was like we lost our heart and soul. Yeah.
I thought this was I feel like Sirianni got outcoached here, and that's what happened. Like, I don't think this game was as far apart on the field as it looks like.
Brian Johnson's not necessarily the best offensive coordinator. No. He's not the best play caller.
And like we talked about it last week about how Philly likes to come in with this game plan. You know, like a lot of teams just do this back in the day with the first 15 plays scripted, and now they're trying to play backwards a little bit because they don't want to get in that third and long. It's like, I get it, man, but when you're playing a dynamic defense like the 49ers, you have to make adjustments on the fucking spot. You cannot wait until the next series even to make an adjustment. You got to make it now.
They've been making adjustments, obviously, with all these comebacks, and Jalen Hurts a little banged up. Kind of concerned about that.
Same, because you're still asking him. He's your leading rusher on this team still. And
he also had to throw the ball 48 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I don't think Brian Johnson's the best play caller out there.
So you're not worried at all? You think the Eagles are fine?
I'm worried, yeah, okay. But I mean, we're 10-2. Like,
you
can
still
maintain
home field, right?
Right now.
Well, we're gonna beat Dallas. They just got to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, and
we beat Dallas and we went out. Yeah. And
But that's a tough ask because the Eagles have a – let's see who they got the rest of the year.
It's not hard because we played the Giants twice,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you got Dallas. That's tough at Dallas.
And we got the Cardinals.
At Seattle, maybe.
I don't think at Dallas is tough. And then, I think they're going to win that game by 14 points.
They got two Giants and a
Cardinals. Kind of playing really good right now.
He's playing great right now against dog shit teams, which is what Dak Prescott does.
Mm-hmm.
This is that time of year where Cowboys fans are.
Really, I know, I love it. It's my favorite time of year, actually.
They're like, Cowboys might be good this year. The Cowboys, honestly,
we have the same conversation every single year.
By the Niners too, but maybe I don't know.
They're easily a top four team in the NFC, like without question. Sure, yeah. The Cowboys are a top.
But
three.
Again, I don't think the NFC and AFC are that far apart.
But no,
after all the injuries, they're definitely
and the 49ers are the best team in football.
But if you, I was going to say, because if you're looking at it, 49ers beat Dallas 42-7. They beat the Eagles 42-19. These games aren't close against the top three teams in the NFC.
And you got the Packers coming on right now. Jordan Love slinging it.
Yeah, somebody fucking hit me up. Was like, you going to show Jordan Love some fucking... I never said he wasn't good. I just said, give him some time. He doesn't have anybody there. And now that he's just kind of doing it all on his own, it's fun to watch.
Well, they're all coming up together, right? Like, all the receivers are super young. He's young, so they're kind of growing together as the season progresses.
That last touchdown he threw is one of the more perfectly placed, underrated type of throws that you'll see, which is it's right in the pocket where it's high. Only the receiver can get up to it. Mm-hmm. It's either out of the back of the end zone or only the receiver can catch it. That's a fucking pro. And he was getting knocked down at the time, too. That's a fucking pro throw right
there. Get him some wide receivers. Get him some running backs. Get him a tight end. It could be a fun team to watch. I said not to write him off. Like, hey, figure it out. I think
we saw him 11 times
moving
in
on
college.
From Rodgers was the best thing that they could have ever done, just because of age and everything else. It's identical
God
to Favre.
If they just stumbled into like a third straight generational quarterback.
Oh, yeah. It'd be
Can
it'd
you
be
call
wild.
It stumbling, though? I mean, Aaron Rodgers was clearly going to be good, right?
Yeah.
Out of Cal.
It was
pretty
obvious.
Yeah.
Fell to the 20, so I don't know if that was obvious, right?
It's probably because of the division, or because of the division he played in.
Yeah, he went to Cal, and nobody really knew what was going to happen there.
Body composition and read progression, I think it was obvious he was going to be good. Maybe not great. You never know if somebody's going to be great or not.
He was the guy they focused on all draft and just kept sitting there. But yeah, I mean, look, if I'm looking at the Eagles right now, they're first in the NFC East. They could lose the division, maybe to the Cowboys, depending upon how Sunday goes.
I'd rather not. I'd rather be the one seed and have a bye.
Because you guys have a one-game lead over Dallas, which is, to me, you're identical to the Atlanta Falcons now, the Eagles. Because, the Atlanta Falcons are obviously in first place, and they've got a one-game lead as well. So you get it. Just two first place teams.
Just a couple birds of the same feather.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple
also,
there.
For what it's worth, Rodgers' draft class was kind of stacked.
What was it, 92?
What, 2005?
Oh, Rodgers. I'm thinking of Brett Favre.
No, yeah.
I mean, what quarterbacks went before him?
It's not really quarter. Oh, well, Alex Smith was number one overall, which was a justified pick. Yeah. I mean,
at the time, man. And he was
fine. He played for 15 years, and he was good. So
Rodgers was the second quarterback taken, but it's just like other dudes in this draft, like Ronnie Brown, Braylon Edwards, Adam Jones.
Well, first off, Ronnie Brown. Great, but you can't be taking running backs in the first round.
Well, in 2005?
It was a different time back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reggie Bush was in that draft, wasn't he?
DeMarcus Ware, Sean Merriman.
It was Bush, Jesus 2006. Christ.
Those are two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I mean, DeMarcus Ware, Sean Merriman, Jamal Brown on the offensive line, Tom Davis and Derek Johnson at linebacker.
Cardale Williams in that draft?
Yes.
No? Yeah.
RIP.
Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac.
Cedric Benson.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sad dude.
I mean, Mike Williams from USC. Who was this dope receiver in college, at least. There were a lot of good people in this draft class.
Yeah.
Well, right now, Green Bay is the 7th seed in the NFC.
They might have to go back to Atlanta again for a matchup in the first round.
Well, so their next games are at the Giants. That should be a win.
And Atlanta's already beaten the Packers once, so I feel confident about
it. Oh, Green Bay has a pretty easy
schedule. That was a different Packers team, probably. But,
no, same team.
They play at the Giants, they play the Buccaneers, then they play at the Panthers. That's an easy win. At the Vikings, who the fuck knows, right, what team they're going to put out there by then. And then the last game of the season is against the Bears, and you never know with the Bears either, to be honest. They show up and look fucking great sometimes. But they can win three more games, probably, and make the playoffs.
I know.
9-7.
Everyone ends
up win. That's a huge win for the Packers if they can do that.
9-8, rather.
I think they're going to end up like a 4 seed.
That'd be cool.
In the NFC.
Look, man, that kid has carried them.
I mean, who the
or
fuck
I guess
is
a 5?
Who's there besides the Eagles, Niners, and Cowboys?
The Lions. The
Atlanta Falcons are in first place. Did I say that? Or?
But yeah. I could see the Lions kind of falling off and Green Bay kind of stealing that division.
Oh, that'd be very Lions-y.
It could. Look.
They would have Green to win Bay and lose out, them respectively, I think, for that to happen.
Green Bay destroyed them at Detroit on Thanksgiving. So, I mean, that game wasn't close until the very end there.
Right now, the Rams, who are also kind of on a roll lately, are the 8 seed. The Rams have been looking pretty good lately, which is odd to say. They've won 3 games in a row after losing 3 in a row.
I feel like Sean McVay got his ring and was like Sean McVay, he's like the millennial football coach, right? Like, he has no desire or work ethic to be the greatest of all time, which is honestly within his grasp if he was a psychopath.
He's quiet quitting.
He's just like, I got my
still
ring.
Still too good that when he quiet quits, he wins games.
Yes, but he's like, I'm a millennial. I got my ring. You know, I'm good. Like, I proved what I wanted to prove. Like, if he was like a Bill Belichick, Nick Saban type of guy.
I thought he was, though. I thought he was supposed to be like Gruden. He's just a psycho.
But he's like a weird psycho. He's not like a competitive psycho.
Philly, by the way, just got Shaq Leonard, the linebacker. That's a big
pickup.
When's
the last time he played, though?
It's more discipline issues over there, so he's fine. Something happened behind the scenes. I'm not real fucking sure over there with the Colts. But
yeah, you get blown out by the Niners like that. Howie Roseman has to immediately try to change the narrative. Got to get somebody.
Is this an actual quote that happened here? So some of this stuff is starting to come out here. One of the things from the CFP, I guess, inside the room was all of us had the emotional tie, like, holy shit, this is really going to suck to do this. We talked about it over and over. We just kept coming back to, are they good enough? And what would they have to win a national championship? And then it came back to if they could. Well,
so that's the logic.
Just call it the invitation.
Can I tell you a funny thing real quick? Maybe add a little conspiracy to the CFP.
Sure.
Obviously, the CFP has like new committee has like new members every year or whatever. One of them is a former teammate of Nick Saban.
Who is it?
Former Missouri head coach Gary Pinkle was on the 2024 selection
committee. At Kent State, they were there for the
For the shooting.
No shit.
Now, Gary Pinkel, after the selection came out, tweeted, proud to be on the 2024 selection committee, and then immediately deleted that tweet like 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Isn't that next year, though? Because wouldn't it be the 2023 selection committee?
Oh, I think he just got it. No, it's the 2024 CF playoffs, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it starts in 2023.
But I think he's next year, though. I don't know.
He was on this committee.
The whole thing is when people try to hold the committee to like standards it set in previous years, it's not the same committee.
No.
It's not the same people. Yeah. No.
It's all, I just call it an invitational at this point.
Honestly, like, where's Condi at? You got to get Condi right back.
Is she still back there?
She's probably trying to start another war right now.
No, she's rebranded.
Yeah, she did rebrand.
She just did.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No, it's just she just started a war.
Where?
With Seminole Nation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Sure yeah. Did, yeah.
Call her Andrew Jackson because she's trying to fuck up some Seminole.
Honestly, hey, it's been a bad couple of weeks for natives.
Get on the trail.
That 5-year-old that got fucking put on blast.
Oh, by the way.
It's probably going to turn out to be, it may be have been a bad month for him, but it probably will turn out to be an overall good year.
It might be okay.
Yeah, he's going to make probably, what, 50 mil off that deal?
Deadspin, I don't think Deadspin's even worth.
Well, it'll be a Gawker situation where it drives them into bankruptcy. Yeah.
I mean,
Hulk's already been bankrupt.
Yeah, Hulk should pay it forward. He should fund this kid's lawsuit.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, Deadspin.
Because Deadspin are a bunch of cunts anyways.
I mean, they're not even a real site anymore.
They're not even the same cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole
and as we're finding out, it's all AI.
It's watered down cunts.
No, that was Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, but I mean, now that everybody's getting outed, I think three other companies got outed for doing it as well. And it's like, all right, we're all just reading.
You know what the really dumb part about all that
fake
is?
Shit.
There are AI girls now on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making
OnlyFans.
Yep.
Money.
Yep.
I run an account. Yeah.
we should.
That's my side hustle.
Is it really?
You can
have a stable.
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
You can have like 300 or 400 AI girls, and you're just making money from desperate dudes.
Well, I don't view the actual women on there as real people, so what do I
me
care
neither.
If they're
that's
not
true,
real
yeah.
people?
Well, women in general.
Right. So, I mean, it's all just going to be Blade Runner
exactly.
At some point.
Did you see the guy who ran into his OnlyFans chick
yes.
over the weekend?
The one that had spent $62,000 a month?
He pulled up the fucking bank account.
It's Ruby
like,
Rose,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ, yes. Yeah. Who I don't know any of these people.
He was
she's
wearing
that Ruby Rose is the blonde,
black chick
with the shaved head.
No,
that's you're thinking
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose, yeah.
Ruby Rose dated like a shit ton of like rappers and
that, well, that's how Amber Rose got famous too. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Also, that guy when he met her, he was wearing recording glasses.
Oh boy,
there it is. There it is.
Yeah,
the Snapchat glasses.
Oh yeah.
Yep. With the
Just got to get it in, dude. If you're paying $62,000 a year. You got
to
get it in, dude.
Yeah.
You got to get it in. Let's switch to the UFC on Saturday. That was a fucking blast.
That was fun. It was a great card. Great crowd.
Being down on the floor was at that, because Moody's never done that before. They've never had the UFC. So I was unsure how the layout would be for that. It was
maybe
fucking
it was
rad.
An old arena. Cause when was Moody built?
It was, yeah.
They
it
were
was
here
before that.
They were here a couple of years ago with like Sage North.
Yeah, it was
Frank Irwin Center,
which is a piece of shit.
Yeah, Moody, first time been there. Really
is it really?
Nice. Yeah, really
it's
nice.
Super nice, isn't it? That's a college basketball
very
stadium.
Very tiny, though.
Yeah.
We were walking around
the
arena.
It's meant for college basketball.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, I think it holds 17,000 somewhere in there.
Really? I wouldn't even think that.
Yeah. So it holds 17,000. Shout out to Austin. The people came out, and they were there fucking early, dude. You guys got there at 3
mm-hmm.
for the prelims, and I think you said it was packed. Like, everybody was there.
Everybody showed up early, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. The floor setup was dope. We had a great time. Chuck came in town. Mickey Gall came in town, who was obviously on the show today. We had a blast. And then the fights, we were watching the game at a bar. Tell everybody what happened on those undercards.
Undercards, it was just like finish after finish after finish. It was great.
Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everybody said the cards were bangers early on and went all the way through. Hopefully they'll come back for a big matchup. Celebrity-wise, Joe Burrow was there in a cast.
Sure, why though, right? Well, that was random.
Me neither.
Bored, he's not playing right now. Right, he's got to do something.
He had a full cast on because he was sitting, I don't know, 10 rows ahead of us. He had a full cast on, and it was like, oh, all right. The other thing is, he was sitting with Tom Segura. Where I was like, are they doing the podcast together? Are they homies in real life?
That might be it.
Maybe.
That would make sense.
Maybe. Rogan came.
Saw Rogan.
Went to the fight, but didn't call the fight, which is odd to me.
He doesn't call non-pay-per-views. And even when they're pay-per-views out of the country, he doesn't go to those anymore either. He kind of calls his own shots. He's not as scared of Dana as like Anik.
Look, If you have that gig, it's a great gig. You keep that gig and you do whatever you can.
Granted, I don't think Johnny was even there.
He didn't. Yeah. It was Bisbing, DC, and then I forget who the third one was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Moody showed out. It was fun. The card was great.
So we had a fucking blast. Starch Benil within like 40 seconds. That was, I did not see that coming.
No. No. Did you win any money?
No, I lost a lot of money.
Did you?
It was fun though. You know?
It was fun. It was fun. And I hope it comes back. Shout out to Moody Center. They fucking had that shit set up properly.
We almost saw a man die in the ring. Jalen Turner. I mean, he just destroyed Bobby Green, and then Bobby Green took probably 30 extra hits to the head when he was already out cold, and the referee's just like, I think he's fine.
Never seen anything like it. And he was just like, yeah, keep going. I was like, all right, well, fuck, dude. That guy's got CTE for the rest of his life.
My guy, Sean Brady, got a dub for Philly. One of the few this weekend.
We'll close it out here with college hoops. Season has started. Have you guys paid attention at all to the AP standings and all that stuff?
I didn't check the most recent ones yet, but I know three of the top four lost this weekend.
It's right now. I just throw it on as background. So I get home, I start cooking, I start cleaning, I just throw on like a Kentucky game, an Arizona game. I saw Arizona beat Duke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've watched a lot of Arizona this year, actually.
Arizona's one. Kansas is two. Houston is at three. Purdue is at four. UConn is at five there. And then North Carolina and Gonzaga snuck back into the top 10. So, you know, should be fun. Florida Atlantic's ranked.
Yeah, there same team as last year. So,
nobody left?
Everybody's back.
Everybody's back.
That's great.
Everybody's back. I mean, it's a good
people
field.
That shouldn't be back are back this year, like Baycott, for example, who's going to end up with over 160 career games played in college basketball. That is an insane amount of games.
He should have left after his freshman year.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, they were on top of the world.
He's not a pro, though.
Carolina, though. He's
undersized.
Carolina went to the finals. He was great throughout the
tournament. Why wouldn't he just stay here and get paid?
He's kind of like.
Which he probably is.
He's kind of like Draymond without the lateral movement. He's not going to be good in the NBA, right?
No,
I'm not
sure.
I don't know. Is there ever a rhyme or reason why someone's good in the league?
I mean, how many.
Lateral movement and vertical league.
I'm not saying like a star or even a starter, but a guy that comes off the bench. Like, there's dudes that come over from like. Just random ass schools.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, but like there's a composition of the guy. Good lateral movement and hustle and shit, and he doesn't do
it. You have to add something, right?
Yeah.
You have to add some type of...
Like, what did Austin Reeves ever do in college? Really?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, he was fine. He was a good player in college, but like you would have never pointed him and like, that guy is going to be a legit NBA.
Or like a Morris brother, you know?
Morse brothers have specific purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're thugs. I mean, which is like maybe would have been better in the 80s or 90s, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been like pretty key role players, but both of them turned into competent scorers as well, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years in.
They can hit threes and stuff like that. Yeah. They're three and. Yeah,
just figure out your role. Like Pat Bev right now, he's okay. But he's not
the lowest,
great at anything.
Lowest RPM the last 2 years.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
that's not good.
But I mean, like, look at like you have like even in just look at Kentucky, for example, right? An absolute draft pick factory. You know, Malik Monk comes off the bench. Tyler Hero.
Did he do something?
Malik Monk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like recently?
Yeah.
Is he in trouble for shit?
I don't remember.
No, I think he's fine.
Look at how sharp this goddamn knife is.
You're baffled by it every day.
That's why Gerard cut himself.
Yeah, because he's a dumb.
He just picked it up by the blade,
I think. Shouldn't. Well, that's usually how you're. Is that not how you're supposed to pick up knives? By the blade? So. I usually, when I'm cleaning my gun, I just point the barrel right at my fucking face.
Right, put it right in your mouth.
Yeah. Gerard, get your shit together, dude, or you're not welcome back.
Yeah. Real quick here, early prediction for who's going to win college hoops.
You're not going to get a repeat, so yeah. I doubt UConn's going again.
And the tournament's just such a random fuck fest.
I don't like, I know Arizona's number one right now. Don't love them. I always say Arizona's soft.
They're not that soft this year, though.
They're not as soft. If I had to pick like a rando out of the pack right now, you're going to yell at me, but I do kind of low key love Kentucky's roster, and I think
Kentucky's a good core. That's a good team this year.
They've already got two losses.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like that roster. Like, this is probably Coach Cal's best team in a long time.
Yeah, they have a really, really good roster. Okay. Look out for Kentucky.
And they've also been playing just a murder's row.
Yeah.
So, like, all these that's the thing with college basketball is that everybody plays at, like, real teams mm-hmm. super early.
Yeah, because it doesn't – you don't – yeah, it's
well,
different.
Not Houston, who's third. Is their best win so far is probably fucking Utah?
Utah's good.
Yeah. Which they handled Utah, but all these other games, Dayton, Montana, fucking Texas A&M, CC.
I'll tell you another Stetson. One I like is Marquette. I like my guy Shaka. I'm a big Shaka guy.
And Stetson rolled UCF by like 30, so let's not sleep on Stetson. No.
Let's sleep on both of them. And UCF.
Let's do it.
But Kentucky, I think, is going to be a big problem come tournament time.
Yeah.
And then Marquette, I just love Shaka Smart's style of play.
Marquette just...
they beat Kansas.
Didn't Wisconsin just roll them?
Wisconsin did beat them by 10 at home, but this is going to be a fun college basketball. You're not going to see like some crazy dominance.
Isn't Baylor leading the league or leading the P5 in scoring right now? They're scoring like 95 points a game. Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise
me.
Drew's teams usually put it up.
Yeah, they're ranked 6.
I would like to see Florida Atlantic make a run.
It'd be fun.
I want them to get back.
Are they the new Butler? They brought everyone back for a second year.
Go back to the Final Four.
Yeah,
maybe, and then lose again.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll find out. Either way, looking forward to it. These guys' show starts pretty soon. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Sorry, Florida State fans. You got fucking boned soon.
I want my money back.
I know. We all do.
I want my baby back.
I want my baby back, too. While we're at it, go to mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you're asking yourself, hey, Ross, why aren't you picking tonight's Monday night game? It's minus 10 Jags against the Bengals, and the Bengals have a backup quarterback. It's really fucking hard betting on these backups, man.
Do you trust the fucking Jags, though?
That's the thing, man. I don't think I'm going to bet anything on tonight's game. You got to start switching out these teams, man. This is brutal here in the NFL right now. But plenty of other stuff to bet on. So go to mybookie.com, use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposits. Flip on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We'll be live here with fake news in about 10 minutes over there. And please go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. We'll see you in 10 over on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. Good night, everyone.